Welcome to Everdad! Numero uno sports betting show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tony.
Hello, baby. Ho!
I was going to try doing that whole intro in Spanish, and then I got to...
Si, senor.
Sports.
Sports.
Ooh, don't know that one.
Estamos.
You don't.
No, it's...
Deportes.
It is Deportes. Jesus Christ.
Oh, ESPN Deportes.
That's Gamble. Bubba Gumpino. Canadian sensation, bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony.
Thank you.
Good day.
Is that the Money Man Zell hat?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah? Bruce, how are we?
Que tal?
Hey,
what's going on, dude?
Que pasa? Otter, how are we?
Good, Tony. I've failed Spanish like three times, so let's get off of that.
It's a shocker, to be honest with you.
No way.
Hand up.
Two.
Oh, come on.
Boy, oh boy, did I have a tough night game.
Oh, yeah. It was not pretty for me either, my friends.
After, what was yesterday? Tuesday?
We talked a lot of shit.
Monday had a great one.
Talked a lot of shit about the Astros. Probably shouldn't have done that.
Tuesday had a very bad one. Just got skunked. You know, that's going to happen.
Wrong side, Twins.
Yeah, they had... They
Guino's. Did. Guino's was the right side. I mean, I'm just not...
There was ducks on the pond for the Twins, I'm being honest.
I'm not expecting Peter Mrazek to come
there
in like Dominic Hasnik on opening night.
I heard he was Marty Brodeur last
Unbelievable,
night.
Dude. Out of his mind.
Bruce, you were on the Stros, right?
Sure was, Tony.
And you... How many... Did you get any of the college games?
I got skunked after the Astros, yeah. But I was feeling that's almost worse than you getting fully skunked because after the Astros, I'm like, I was right. They were wrong. I'm the best gambler on this show.
And Gump got app.
Yeah.
And not app. Sorry. Coastal.
Yeah.
Coastal.
Grace McCall have a night or what?
Mitt had Middle Tennessee.
I had Middle Tennessee.
Yeah. Well, No, I mean, yeah.
You won the fucking title with the coach. What do you want from us, man? Fucking,
yeah. What do you want from me? I mean, the Jacksonville State lost. Like, come the fuck.
We knew they were ahead too early. Yeah. Jacksonville State can't go up.
Yeah.
Every time they go up early in a game, they lose. The two games they've lost, they've gone up early.
And what do we have tonight? Let's just call it what it is. Let's not tell them we need to. We don't need to say they need a new name because we don't want to play with those guys.
Weekday Conference USA.
Tonight we have Weekday Conference USA. It's not part of USA. Okay, it's not Football Night in America. It's Weekday Conference USA.
Why did I pick this game?
Doesn't feel good.
Really?
Whoa!
You know what? Actually, I feel now that I'm looking back at it, I feel amazing.
I like this.
I love tonight.
Oh no! I was saying ditching all the bits, all the fun bits. I don't feel good about that.
Oh, there's lots of
three baseball games tonight.
We can circle
tonight.
Back. Yeah,
let's do baseball. Let's get it done.
We got our boy Fats on the mound again.
Brandon.
Fat has a chance to close out the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Just so you know, we are moving at a quicker pace today because there's. Don't cut to it.
Yeah.
There's something being set up out there. So we need to get out of here quicker.
Yeah.
That's just.
We got picks. We're good. Yeah. It's like a mini picks. It's like a picks Wednesday.
A mini picks Wednesday.
We got picks.
We got them all.
We got picks.
5:07 first pitch. Atlanta, Philly. Bryce Elder goes against Aaron Nola. How do we feel, boys?
Philly's first five money line. Nola's better than Elder.
Yep.
And that park is a fucking, that's about the toughest barn as you can go into in Major League Baseball in the playoffs.
Bruce, how do you feel about it?
Yeah, obviously I am on the Phillies with the big pitching edge. It will be Elder for a couple. He's probably an opener, a bit of a bullpen day here for the Braves, which is never ideal against this Phillies line.
Elder 12-4 with a 3.81 on the year. Not terrible, but actually
faded.
Pretty
he's,
good.
He's faded.
Has given up 5-4-4 in his last three starts, one of those being against the Phillies. Aaron Nola, in his last, gave up zero to the Miami Marlins. Seven innings pitch, no earned runs, a great one. He gave up one the game before that and two games before that. So I will also ride with the Phillies.
All right.
Game two. Houston, Minnesota, Urquidy versus Joe Ryan. Start us off, Gumpy.
Yeah, I'm going to switch sides here.
Okay.
Joe Ryan probably maybe is the better pitcher, but in playoff terms, I don't love what I saw from the Twins last night. Yeah, put me down Astros first five plus half, and then I'll also do the same thing I've been doing. Phillies and Astros first five plus 1.5 is -115.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the season stats, Joe Ryan was technically the better pitcher.
This play,
but I'm staying away.
Yeah,
I will stay away from game two. Bruce, how about you?
I too am on the Astros yet again. Remember, I did talk shit about Joe Ryan and then going up against the Yankees.
Game one, it wasn't game one. Maybe game like three.
Yeah, early on, and it backfired mightily. So I won't talk shit about Joe Ryan, I do prefer Urquidy. And the Astros tonight as a puppy again against the Twinkies. Like, I know, nice, same old Twinkies, but what are we doing here?
Okay. And then the nightcapper.
I'm out.
Dodgers, Arizona.
No thanks.
Lance Lynn, Brandon Fott.
I lean Dodgers because I like Lynn, but those ERAs are both absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, I can't ignore the fact, because, I mean, I was on the Dodgers.
The Dodgers will not go quietly into that good night. Give me the Dodgers any way you can get them.
I think there's a chance they do go quietly into that night.
Think D-backs close out?
I mean, it's one of those things where
you're off of it, so you don't feel great about it.
No, I'm not betting on facts.
I just think about like the clubhouse and dugout morale, where like if Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman don't get a hit, how does anybody feel like they got a shot to win the series? I think the morale is stinky, and Lance Lynn will be sweating like a pig, and I think they go down tonight. I like the D-backs +1.5.
Wow, yeah. Right on, Bruce.
Let's move midweek.
Weekday Conference USA.
Let's move on to weekday.
It's not Conference USA weekday.
Let's move on to weekday. All right. Conference USA. Two games tonight. No,
it's weekday first because it kind of rhymes, sort of.
We got a 7:30 and a 9 p.m. We have UTEP traveling to FIU. Threes and a 2.5 just popped up.
FIU money line.
Yep, there's one angle to handicap.
Tell him, Bruce.
We got the Vice jerseys, Miami Vice jerseys. So it's all black with pink accent, pink lettering, and obviously that nice teal, that nice aqua flavor in there as well. They're going to look sick. They're coming at the U a bit, saying, this is our fucking
Let's city. Go, baby.
And I like it a lot. I, too, am on FIU money line.
I'm on FIU.
Laying the tree.
What's the juice on the money line?
I don't know.
Hold on, let me find it.
Might be around 150.
-146.
146 is
minus 2.5 is -118.
So pay for 30 cents of juice if I go money line. I'll pay the 30 cents.
It's probably not the move long term. AV.
If you're looking, AV over the
don't
course
care,
of the season.
Just trying to win, dude. I can put my head down at night if they win.
When I used to be in sales, my manager would say, you know, why are you giving every single client a 20% discount? Because I said, fucking 80% is better than 0%.
Smart.
Okay. Give me the money line.
Yeah. And that's a lazy salesman.
Goddamn right it is. I made President's
Club. I've been one myself.
And I made President's Club every year, Bruce. So it doesn't matter.
No shit.
Sam Houston is going to New Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
The line on that one, I believe, is also sitting at 3 or 3.5.
Yep.
Let me check. 3.5. Feels like a favorite night, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm buying the 2.5 just because I don't want to play.
I'll slide it to 3.
Yeah, okay. I was close to just laying -172 on the money line and putting them putting them both into a money line parlay. But I'll lay 2.5 with New Mexico State. Sam Houston 0-5.
I'll lay the 3. I'll just do a little bit of a slide there on New Mexico State.
If you go defeated in your first year up, do you get sent back down?
I believe there is no relegation.
No relegation.
No, it'd be cooler if there was.
It'd be cooler
if there was. James Madison, you can stay.
Like if North Dakota State got brought up this year after they win the FCS National Championship game, come on up. Send fucking Sam Houston back down.
Yep.
Send Northwestern back down.
Yeah. I mean, and Sam Houston, have they not only lost every game? They've been getting blown the fuck out. So
well, let's not rub it in too much. Let's not spit on them.
I mean, I'm going to take New Mexico State -3. I got it at -130. I just like it. They've been playing better.
Jesus.
Jeez,
Bruce.
Bruce.
Yeah, Bruce.
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 What's going on in here?
What's going on?
This guy stinks. Holy shit, it is cold in here. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skate.
Oh my God.
Jeez Louise, Bruce.
I was going to hit it.
Were you?
Yeah.
Looked like you were looking up.
Looked like you'd seen a ghost.
Looked like you were looking
up. Like you'd seen a ghost.
Like you had forgot what we were doing.
No. No, no.
Byline, Bruce?
What happened there was I was thinking about Sam Houston State against New Mexico State and thought you might be coming to hear my thoughts, Tony. So I was going to do a tie-in.
To be honest, I already thought you were on New Mexico.
Yeah, we thought you already sold the farm there.
Why don't we go back? Let's pretend Nick's not sitting there. Bruce, what do you think about the game?
Just
go ahead. that's commitment. Right?
That's commitment. Nick, how are we?
All right, not bad. Not bad. Good night. Good opening night on the ice.
What'd you go, 2-0?
1-1.
Oh, yeah, because I forgot you two were on the fucking Kraken.
Right side.
Yeah, you guys were smoking crap.
I saw that plus money, and it looked real juicy.
You know what? I'll die on that bet after watching that disgusting act that they called the fucking Stanley Cup.
What happened?
What are you talking about? They commemorated Vegas.
Guy Lafleur would be rolling in his grave.
Yeah, but you know who's not? Wayne Newton, the Rat Pack.
Yeah, he ain't fucking hoisting Lord though.
Dude. I get it. Bill Foley did a lot for Vegas, and he brought the team there, paid a lot of money, and he kept them competitive. I didn't love Bill Foley being the siren sound.
Neither did I, but I had no problem with the fucking slot machine raising.
I loved it. Yeah. Thought it was great.
That was so cheap.
I didn't realize wet blankets smoked crack, but I guess they do.
Yeah, you wouldn't understand hockey, you fucking Rangers fan, dude. Your khakis, get out.
Gotta put pucks on net, dude.
Yeah. Okay. You want to argue with Madonna?
Yeah. Cycle it in deep. How about some shots from
the fucking Stanley Cup didn't float in the waters of Montreal to see shit like that last night.
All right. Sends her at the Hurricanes. do we know who's...
Jesus Christ. Give me the Hurricanes.
Hold on. Do we know who's fucking...
Bill Carr.
The siren sounder is?
Bill Carr.
Tom Dundon.
Who the fuck?
Another owner. I don't like it. That's Tom not a good Dundon? Omen. He's the owner, yeah.
What, do these guys want all the fame, too?
So they like, hey.
Oh, man. I thought this was a lock. I'm worried now.
They say, hey, let's get out of the way. Let's get the owner out of the way, game one.
But I will say, in the Kaniac's defense, they do love Dundon because he came in and bought them when they were
a budget team,
not spending the cap, and he's pumped a lot of money in there.
He saved the city like Mario
not
did.
Quite to that level, but he's done a lot for the Carolina team.
I like the move. It's like, hey, welcome to my house.
I mean, welcome to my house.
There's going to be 20,000 fucking screaming Kaniacs.
20,000 Kaniacs.
And having said that, there's no way I can go against 20,000 screaming Canes. Yeah. Give me the Canes 60-minute money line -130. They are 12-2-1 in their last 15 at home against Ottawa. And get used to it. I think we're going to be riding the Canes a lot.
Aren't they the cup favorites?
They are.
That is wild.
Anybody want to lay $3 with the Dallas the Maple Leafs?
Oh, the Maple Leafs against La Habitant?
La Habitant.
If it was anyone but the Habs,
thank you.
I would have went 60-minute money line or puck line here on Toronto.
You don't think Marty St. Louis is going to play Boston?
That's what I'm saying. I think the Leafs are going to be very good again this year in the regular season.
Did they have a young line
last
year?
Did we scroll to a 2.5 Habitant there? Is that possible?
Let me see.
We get a scroll? We get an NHL scroll?
So that's what they are, the Habitant.
The Habitant.
The Habitants.
And that just means the Habitants?
That's what it says
of the sweater.
Yeah, the Habs.
It's the sweater.
Man, that's dumb.
Oh my.
Well, it's French, God. So.
Thank you. What is
this? The up and coming Chicago Blackhawks travel to Boston after last night's victory. How do we feel here?
Play of the month.
Wow.
Bruins puck line.
Gumpy.
Whoa.
Read my mind. I'm also on the Bruins puck line. I wouldn't go that far.
You play boys didn't watch last night. Okay.
Yeah, back to back for a fucking Mrazek. Ain't fucking going Hasek back to back.
Mrazek was unbelievable. He was flashing the leather with those glove saves.
He kind of has the pens.
Like Patrick Waugh. It was unbelievable.
The Battle of Manitoba, Jets and the Flames.
Tough barn.
It is a tough barn. Here. New coach.
I got to see these two. Duke it out.
I think you're getting a good price here with the Calgary LaFlames.
Are you back in on Calgary?
Yeah, I think I like Calgary without Sutter behind the bench screaming at everybody. I think there's a new vibe here.
Tonight's a bunch of Battle of Canadas.
Yeah, it's fucking opening night in Canada.
Three Canada v. Canada games.
This third one worries me.
Oilers at the Coovers?
Yes, because I want to take
Is barbecue Coovers. Still there?
Barbecue Bruce?
Yeah.
No, it's Rick Tony. Tockett. Jesus Christ.
Tony. Wait, they brought Tockett back after being the interim last year?
Dude, he wasn't the interim. He's full time. He's unbelievable.
Yeah, they fucking railroaded Barbecue Bruce to get Tockett in there.
Yeah,
so how many coaches are they going to do this to in a row?
This is what happens. the guy comes in. Cougars do good to end of the year. Barely missed the playoffs. Keep them.
They're good that next
season. Though. They suck again to start the year. Halfway through, they figure it out. I think this Cougars team is going to make the playoffs this year.
Wow.
But the Oilers, I mean, the Oilers are the Oilers.
Oilers.
I like Oilers. Moneyline, -160.
Oilers are a lot of people's cup favorites. Yeah. I like the Oilers puck line here. It's a good high value at +145.
Are they launching the Kings the game of the night?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I ain't touching it.
I'm not either. But we were real close. Real close to seeing our friends. But
I forgot that guy even existed.
Not quite. Not quite there yet.
Okay. I'm also on a 3-pick moneyline parlay. Hurricanes, Bruins, Oilers, +220.
Okay.
I got one more thing before I get out of here. We should have talked about this yesterday because I forgot Brian Rust has scored in the last 3 season openers.
He did it again.
If you like a good couple anytime goal score props, shout out Kevin Gibson, put these together. He used to work for TSN. Most career goals in season openers among active NHL players. Ovi has 18 season openers, 13 goals.
Not by night.
I know. I'm just going. This is for today, tomorrow.
No, I just want to let the other people know.
Perfect. Austin Matthews, who is playing tonight, 6 times in a season opener. He's got 9 goals.
That's a lot.
Oh, shit.
Connor McDavid, 8 times in a season opener. He's got 9 goals.
That's a lot as well.
Crosby, we saw last night. He has 9. Kopitar for the Kings. He has 9 in 16.
Is he still wearing the visor?
Oh, yes. Yeah. He's 6. Yeah. Scheifele, who just signed a big deal to stay in Winnipeg, 11 season openers. He's got 8 goals. And Blake Wheeler, who's no longer with Winnipeg, but in 15 games played, he's got 8 goals.
I'd like to see Kopitar and Bobby Spillane stand next to each other and get a picture together.
That would be sick, both in the silver and black.
Yeah. And that would be visor. Cool. Yeah.
It's love good it. Stuff.
Yeah.
Any other picks today?
Put me Bobby down tomorrow. Euro qualifying Croatia money line versus Turkey.
I'm Ohrvatska.
Bruce Ibranovic.
All right, I'm getting out.
Yeah. Hey, our sweet Prince Levi is back with the national team. That's huge. Unfortunately, Perisic is lost to an ACL, and Modric is.
I didn't know that happened in soccer.
45, but they'll be fine.
Yeah, that's a good price on Croatia to beat Turkey.
Otter, you want to send us out of here on something?
Tony, you know what? I was not prepared for this, actually. Surprise.
You two back there need to figure the fuck out, okay?
Hey, I got rushed today, dude. Yeah, the second was just a bit.
Mitt.
Let's hope,
Bruce. Mitt, it's 3:45 in the afternoon. You weren't rushed today?
Let's hope, Bruce.
It's fair.
Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Yeah.